At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We've been talking about the Pelicans and the Las Vegas Summer League. To help us break it down even further, Will Guillory, NBA writer with The Athletic, joining us now. Will, how's it been going, man?
I'm doing well, man. How about you?
Doing all right. Just getting back from vacation, and unfortunately for the Pelicans, I was not seeing such great Summer League action. At least there was some development, I guess you would say, in the games with some of the young guys. But we'll start off with the injury news right off the bat. Unfortunately, hearing Derek Queen has a thumb issue. Do we know any more about that? I know you tweeted out, I guess, yesterday that his hand was wrapped pretty intensely.
Yeah, he had a pretty good wrap there on his hand and wrist area. They told me, he was getting examinations today. I still haven't heard word yet, but, it's just okay. Tough to see a guy go down. You see him, developing the way he was. And for him, I thought he was getting better every game he played. So hopefully it's not something that would be too serious.
You know, that third game, Will, was so impressive with Derek Queen. And it wasn't a great start, but then he just gets going at the end of the first quarter, into the second quarter, and they just couldn't stay in front of him. They couldn't stop him from getting to his spot. And then the soft touch that we've just continued to hear about Derek Queen's offensive game, you saw it on full display in that game against Portland. He looked awesome. And this was before the thumb injury. He didn't play last night. But you saw some flashes from him in that third game that is really, really promising.
No, and what I love was just him being, competitive with Jan Hanson, the other, first-round pick over there in Portland. You could tell he really took that matchup personally. He was joking with us, going into summer league about having certain guys on his hit list, wanting to go against other bigs. And I think you saw him kind of back that up, just wanting to, match up against those other really great young bigs and show what he's capable of. And when you see him out there, I mean, he's so unique as a big who can move the way he does, who can handle the ball, create his own shots. He's just a really impressive athlete. I think, obviously he's got some room to improve on the defensive end. He's got to get in better shape. But just from a skill standpoint, he's a rare type of big, and you can see, why Joe Dumars and that front office fell in love with him.
You're looking at the other first-round pick in Jeremiah Fears, Will, and really, had a shine last game, was able to score, rebound, and also had six assists as well piling on there. Just overall, what were your impressions besides the speed factor with Fears?
Yeah, I mean, he's just an incredible ball handler, and the way he's able to create his own shot, weave through traffic. I mean, I said it in something I wrote recently. Some guys, you kind of see them going through their bag of moves, or they see a guy in front of them, and you know exactly what they're going to. With Fears, it feels like it's more of an improvisation. He's more of a reactive, and it just tells you how good his handle is. And what I like the most was that he was a little scrappy out there, man. Every game he played so far, he's got to tell with somebody. He's got the tech. He's got to tell a little pushing match. I mean, sitting up close, you know, watching him when I was out there, he's chirping with guys out there. You saw when he played against the Lakers, him kind of going back and forth with Bronny James. So what I really like is just that, like, you know, he's just not scared of anybody. He's out there trying to compete. He's trying to get under people's skin. I think he's still got some room to improve as a facilitator. I thought he did a much better job with that the last game. But you see just how good he is at getting into the paint, you know, finding the creases in defenses. So I think, you know, expanding his game and being able to hit threes and all that stuff is going to be important. But you see certain traits in him that are just special. And, you know, when you think about the fact that he's still just 18 years old, it's exciting to think about what this guy can be once he's got a little bit more development under him.
You know, Will, I wanted to ask you about Eve Misi because the game against Portland, he goes 1 of 11. A lot of these shots were missed right at the rim, just kind of layups and tough shots that he just couldn't get to drop. Are you concerned at all with Eve and what you've seen so far at the Summer League, or is it just maybe that he's kind of experimenting with trying to take tougher shots?
Yeah, I think you saw him doing a little bit of experiment out there, trying to do some stuff off the dribble, trying to take some guys one-on-one. Obviously, that's not stuff he's going to be doing once he's on the regular team. You would like to see him make more shots at the rim. I think that's the one thing, making some of those contested layups. I think that's something that he definitely needs to improve going into the season. But, I mean, it's just tough for a big like Eve. You know, the Summer League is made for guys like him, right? It's made for guys like Jeremiah Fears that look fun, or even a Derek Queen. He can go out there and make some dribble moves. With Misi, we know he's a great at offensive rebounder. We know he's a great lob threat. And when he gets with the real team, with, you know, guys who are better at creating those type of opportunities, I think he'll shine. But, yeah, for sure, you thought you were going to see more from him as a second-year player. I know he came in wanting to show something after hearing the rumors of the Pels potentially looking at other bigs in the offseason. But I still feel pretty good about Eve. I think he's going to be a really good player for this team. You just want to see him get more consistent at making those shots around the rim when he can't get to, you know, his lob finishes.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to be confused. I'm on the Eve Misi bandwagon. I'm a big fan of his game, and there's been a couple of moments that he's made plays, but they haven't really shown up in a stat sheet specifically, you know, whether it be a foul or I remember the first game against Minnesota that he played, the Behringer kid, the rookie for the Timberwolves, was like Misi just completely stuffed them, and they called a foul on it, but it was a clean block, and he looked really, really athletic in that block. And then against Caleb Love in the Portland game, where Caleb Love's trying to drive it on him and throw down a dunk, and he just swats it out of his hands. It's like, okay, Eve Misi, like, if you're showing some development on the defensive end and being a rim protector, that's exactly what you want to see from your big man.
No, I completely agree. Those are two of my favorite players of the whole Summer League, man.
Right.
You see, you know, just the athleticism that Misi has, the way he can get up, and I love the fact that he was kind of going back and forth with Caleb Love on that play. You kind of see, you know, just how impressive he is as a shot blocker and the way he's able to get up and, you know, block shots above the rim. But, of course, he's still got to get stronger. He's still got to get, you know, be able to anchor better against some of those, you know, stronger bigs, guys who got a little bit of weight on them. But you see just, you know, how much he just loves blocking shots at the rim and how great his timing is. And I think that's going to be the biggest asset he brings to this defense, is being able to protect the rim, you know, put that fear in teams, especially when they're playing the double big lineup. So I think, you know, Eve's going to be really valuable. But, you know, you still got to figure some of that stuff out with Derek Queen and all that. But, yeah, like I said, and you agree, I think Eve's got a bright future, and I think he's going to be really good for this team down the line.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Well, besides that Fears and Queen combo we've seen, is there any other of these young players so far in summer league action that have stood out to you in the four games?
Yeah, I mean, Lester Quinones is one guy for sure that's jumped out. I think he shot the bar really well. The last two games he slowed down. But I think you just see the quick trigger he has, you know, his ability just to find shots, move off the ball. I think it's been really impressive. And I think also the same thing is true for Antonio Reeves, the guy, you know, who got waived during the offseason. You know, of course, he could have had a different attitude coming in the summer league, but you see he's been really aggressive, you know, scoring at all three levels. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens with him, you know, if he comes back to the Pelicans, another team swoops in and gets him. But I think he's shown that he can score at the NBA level. He's a really talented guy. He's got to improve his handle a little bit, get a little stronger. But I think, you know, those are the two guys, those two guards who I've really been impressed with just the way they've been able to put the ball in the basket.
Big problem for this Pelicans squad in summer league action has been the turnovers. What do you make of it? Is it just basically a lot of young guys playing together for the first time and getting, I guess, overwhelmed by some of the pressure these teams have been putting on them?
Oh, my God. It's been rough to watch, man.
I know.
They're just turning the ball over like every other possession. They're struggling to get the ball across half court. And, you know, I wrote this up. Some of that has to fall on, you know, Jeremiah Fears. That's the point guard, as the leader of the offense. He's got to have a better handle of things. He's got to be able to, you know, calm things down, get them in the offense. But you just see this is a really young team, a bunch of guys that, you know, haven't played together, still figuring some things out. But, yeah, it's been really rough to watch at certain stretches. And you know, it hasn't been surprising that they haven't been able to get a win with the way they've been executing on offense. But a few of these games have been close just because they're playing so hard on defense. And you see they're playing together on that end, but they just can't figure it out on the offensive end right now.
Well, I know you also kind of reported on this, but Mark Spears' interview for Anscape with Joe Dumars and kind of his discussion about Zion Williamson and the draft picks and everything like that, I wanted to highlight the quote that he had about Zion, because Mike D'Antilia and I were talking about it earlier on the show, and the pressure that's being now placed on Williamson's shoulders. We're entering year 7 of Zion in New Orleans, which really feels hard to believe at points, but he hasn't played a playoff game. And so Joe Dumars, in the way that he can potentially connect with Zion Williamson as a former player in a way that David Griffin just couldn't. And the quote that really keeps sticking out to me said, quote, "We are in constant contact with each other. I've talked to him about the responsibility of being great and the responsibility of being a leader, of being a captain, of being the best player, of being the face of a franchise. I've talked to him about how all of those things come with responsibility and how now it's time at 25 years old to embrace those responsibilities," end quote. Once again, via Mark Spears' interview on Anscape with Joe Dumars. Just want to get your thoughts because, you know, the way that Mike put it, I agree with him, that the crown is now being put on Zion. You know, the pressure's on year 7, figure it out. Like, you got to be able to face up to those responsibilities as the quote-unquote face of a franchise.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt. I think the pressure's on him more than ever before. You know, it feels like every year we're always talking about, you know, how important this season is going to be, how this is a do-or-die season for Z, but I think, you know, really not more than ever you see it. Just because, A, like you said, he's going into year 7, no playoff games. They've had to, you know, retool this roster. They've obviously fired David Griffin. But now, you know, there's no Brandon Ingram in the building. There's no C.J. McCollum in the building. So I think for sure now we can say with this team, hey, if Zion's around, they're going to be pretty good. And if he's not, they're probably going to be pretty bad. And you're adding on to that, the fact that they've traded their 2026 first-round pick, so you're going to feel it even more when he's not there or if they struggle to make the playoffs this year. So the pressure is going to be high on Zion. He knows it. The team knows it. But I think Joe Dumars has really done a great job really embracing Zion the way he has, where there were some questions about, you know, if he was going to attach himself to Z, if he was going to really commit to Zion being his guy or being the face of the franchise and do more. You saw him sitting together at the Summer League game, you know, talking pretty much the whole game. I think he's taking it on his shoulders to really have a personal relationship with Z. And they spent time together away from the court, and you kind of see that rapport they have. And I think, frankly, you know, that just didn't exist with him and David Griffin. They just weren't as close there. At times, it was contentious between the two behind the scenes. So I think Joe Dumars has made a point of being opposite in that and understanding that, you know, he can relate to Z in ways that, you know, David Griffin couldn't. And I think he's trying to use that to his advantage and use it to kind of bring the most out of Zion and helping him become that player the Pelicans hope he can be. Because, you know, obviously it's beneficial for both, right? Because if Zion wins, then he gets what he wants. He gets to be in New Orleans. They're probably going to talk about keeping him long term. And also, you know, Joe Dumars is going to look pretty smart if they end up making the playoffs this year. And he does, and that, you know, pick that everybody killed him for isn't in the top 10. So they obviously wanted to work. I think the big thing with Z is always just, can he stay healthy? If he's on the court, if he's, you know, out there with the right mindset, I think he's going to be really good. He was the best he ever was last year. But we can do all of this, you know, talking and chemistry and all of these buzzwords. But if he's not playing, then none of it matters. So I think that's the number one thing.
Always great stuff. Well, thanks for the time. How's Vegas been treating you, man?
Oh, man, I'm happy to be back home.
Okay.
It was extremely hot in Vegas, but it was always a good time. And it's always fun to watch some of these young guys figure it out. But I'm very happy to be home where it's, you know, raining every 2 seconds.
Awesome stuff, Will. We'll be talking soon. Appreciate the time as always, man.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Will.
Will Guillory, NBA writer for The Athletic. And check out all his work there. Follow him on X at Will Guillory, WILLGUILLORY.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.